This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another live broadcast. Of course, we are live on Sunday nights. And I have to tell you, of course, the big news is James Comey, director of the FBI. First, he says, we're not going to do anything here with Hillary Clinton. Then he comes out and says, we might be doing something. We found more emails. Now he comes out today, we're not going to be doing anything with Hillary Clinton. I don't know. I don't understand this. I really don't understand this. If you missed the news, the director of the FBI, James Comey, came out hours ago announcing that, in fact, in just, what was it, 8 or 9 days, they were able to analyze and review over 650,000 emails on the Wiener's computer and determine, or should I say redetermine, that nothing will be done to Hillary Clinton. On again, off again, on again, off again. I don't know. I don't know about any of this. I'll tell you the one thing that makes no sense to me. What we are being told is that the Wiener basically had copies of all of the emails that the FBI already had. So envision this, that the Wiener's laptop computer was a carbon copy of everything that Hillary had on her server. Now, even if that is the case, and in fact they found no new or different emails, even just assuming that all of the emails were a copy of what Hillary had on her computer, what they've already seen, a couple of things seem a little bit fishy there, right? Number one, we know that Hillary had her lawyers scrub her emails, and they held back some 30 or 40,000 emails, the so-called missing emails. I believe the exact count was about 33,000 missing emails. So in that process of scrubbing and holding back that 30,000 plus email cache, did that same 30,000 plus email cache also get scrubbed from the Wiener's computer? Which it seemed like nobody knew the emails were even on the Wiener's computer. And that's why the speculation was, I think, right to say, wow, we can now use this computer to find the missing emails. So where are those tens of thousands of emails? I guess they were deleted and we'll never see them. But let's assume then that the 33,000 or whatever it was emails that were scrubbed from Hillary's computer were also scrubbed from the Wiener's computer. Let's assume that. Even though nobody knew the emails were on the Wiener's computer, how would they have known to scrub those 33,000 emails? However, even that being the case, it was determined that some of the emails on Hillary's server were in fact classified, and I guess they believed her defense that she just didn't know that the nature of those emails was that they were classified. Now, you go over to the Wiener now, who is an alleged sexual predator, sending pictures of his namesake over the internet, allegedly to underage girls. And this is not just a one-time thing. This guy's had repeated problems with this. So how in the world does the wiener, who has no top security, secret security clearance, I mean, if he does, I guess I would believe anything. Maybe he does. But let's assume here for a moment that the wiener does not hold a top secret security clearance, is not a State Department employee, would have no business having access to any of these emails. So how can we accept this, the idea that, yep, all of these emails were there? They're the exact copy of the emails we already saw. The missing suspicious emails were not there, apparently. And they're on the wiener's computer, alleged sexual predator who's sending pictures all over the internet of his you-know-what. And that this guy has all of this information, that this Secretary of State of the United States email cache is on the wiener's computer. But that's okay. There's nothing wrong here. Nothing to see. Everybody just move along. Just move along. I don't know. I mean, some people are going to say that Comey is being smart, right? He came out in October and said, there is nothing. Then he came out a few days ago and said, there might be something. And then he came out today and said, there is nothing. This is like the boy who cried wolf over and over and over again. Maybe he has been so inept in how he has handled this that in the end, everyone will like him. I mean, maybe that's what his strategy is, that I will look like such a doofus that in the end, people will just feel sorry for me. I'll be a tragic figure in all this, and no one will be mad at me. Whether Trump wins, whether Hillary wins, no one is going to really hold it against me. It's kind of like, you know, predicting the stock market's going to go up, but then again, it might go down. So you're really, you know, hedging your bets. And maybe that's what James Comey did here today, is the ultimate hedge of his bets for his career and his future. The on again, off again. But you know what? There's still 2 days left, right? We still have tomorrow, and then people will be voting on Tuesday. So there's still enough time for him to come out yet again. Maybe it's on again. Maybe we found something again. Who knows? Maybe he could do it a couple of times between now and the closing of the polls on Tuesday. I don't know. I have never, ever heard or seen of anything like this. And I continue to ask the question, just on the basis of who Hillary Clinton associates with, her husband and his track record. I mean, clearly Bill Clinton is an out of control pervert. And then this appears to be an arranged marriage between Huma, who is Hillary's protege, with the wiener. And it was arranged by the Clintons. This is like Clinton 2.0, the wieners, the Huma and the wiener. And you just think to yourself, would you hire someone like Hillary, who's associating with these kinds of people, to run your small business? I wouldn't. I wouldn't want someone like that in my home, no less in my circle of friends or acquaintances or someone in my business. Absolutely not. And it raises the question of blackmail, right? So you've got the wiener with all this stuff going on with young girls, allegedly, and so forth. And then you've got him having access to all these emails. Certainly something's been violated there. Some rule, at least, if not a law, or many laws have been broken. I don't know. I just don't know how you connect these dots and say all is fine. But that's Washington for you. You know, I have to tell you, though, I'm frustrated really with this whole election. We've got something going on here in Florida. It's called Amendment 1. And when you read it, it says that you're voting for this amendment, which is all for solar power. But it's really not for solar power. It's just the way it's written. Because the truth is, if you research it and you vote for this, it's actually against solar power. I've had it with all this. All right, more on the election what's going on with Hillary, WikiLeaks, so much to talk about, the Clinton Foundation. It's going to be a big show tonight. Stay tuned.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for...
As I would say, Mr. Cop ain't got no home.
Yes, sir. Yeah, can you hear me? At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, I hate it when they do that time change thing. It just takes me a while to get used to it. I'm going to be messed up probably for at least a week going through this time change. What is it? You fall forward, you fall backwards, you fall down when you get out of bed an hour early. So I guess it worked out today. We got like an extra hour of sleep, which is fine. But then you got to stay up an extra hour later if you're someone that does a radio show. So now I'm going to be staying up, you know, the equivalent of what would be midnight. My body's going to say, you're still on the radio when it's midnight and you're not George Norrie doing Coast to Coast AM. So I'm going to be trying to stay awake here in the second hour, which will not be a problem because we're super excited in hour two to have this guy's really kind of a legend when it comes to survivalist training. His website, of course, you'll be familiar with, themodernsurvivalist.com. Fernando Aguirre will be joining us for the entire hour in hour number two to talk about survival strategies. And I want to say this before I get into the WikiLeaks, some of the WikiLeaks things going on. And this is just like real time. I like to do the show so that it can be interesting to people for a few days because we get a lot of people downloading over at iTunes, Stitcher, watching on YouTube, downloading over on SoundCloud. But it's just going to be one of those nights. I'll be honest with you, tonight is going to have a lot of just, you know, timely, up-to-the-minute information in it. But before we get into WikiLeaks and all that, hour number two, survivalist, you know, how do you deal with the collapse of an economy, all of that sort of thing, bugging out. We're going to get into all that in hour number two. Now, one of the things, there's a lot of things that are being predicted. I honestly don't know if any of this is going to come to fruition, but a lot of it makes sense to me. A lot of these things sound like they could happen. We're hearing people predicting a 25% or greater drop in the stock market on Tuesday, regardless of who wins. How about that? If Trump wins, there's a bunch of reasons why people are going to want to sell their stocks. If Hillary wins, there's a bunch of reasons why people are going to want to sell their stocks. We're also being warned of widespread, what would be mass rioting and violence if Trump wins. We're expecting that. That to me sounds very plausible. We're also getting news today that ISIS is calling for widespread attacks in the United States against Americans at election, polls. And what's concerning to me about that is if people are not able to vote, what would they do? I mean, let's just take, for example, let's say, for the sake of argument, let's say something did happen on Tuesday and it caused people to legitimately not be able to get to their polling location. You know, these things happen. Even when it's not a legitimate, in the end, a legitimate terror threat, it was believed to be, they close streets, they close down cities, people can't leave buildings. What would they do? Would they do a do-over on the election? Would they extend voting for another day or two? I think the one thing we have going for us is the early voting, which is what I have already done. We voted on Saturday. My wife and I voted already, and a lot of people have voted already. So we're not going to see necessarily huge lines at the polls because of the early voting, which is available in most states, the ability to mail in a ballot. There's all kinds of alternatives now. Everybody's not going out on Tuesday to vote. But nonetheless, there will no doubt be crowds. And where there are crowds, terrorists would like to be in those crowds. And most state weapons laws, even if you have a concealed carry permit to carry a firearm, you're not allowed to bring that firearm into a polling place, not even to the parking lot of a polling location. So these are, once again, gun-free zones that are really set up, tailor-made for something bad to happen like this. I hope nothing does happen. Honest to God, I pray that everybody is safe, everything is fine. I just want a normal election. I don't want anything to happen. I'm not saying anything's going to happen. I'm just simply saying, look, be careful. Be careful if you're out there on Tuesday, because ISIS does not make these kinds of pronouncements publicly very often. In fact, I don't know that there's been something like this ever where they've said, we're going to go hit these particular locations on this particular day, that they've made that information public. But that's what they're saying. All right. WikiLeaks. So Hillary Clinton's campaign has come out in the last few hours and warned Americans not to believe the emails that could be leaked within the next 1 to 2 days about Hillary. Now, I'm not sure what they were trying to do, because reverse psychology sets in, no doubt. And if you tell people that there could be some bombshell emails coming out, but don't believe them. I mean, after all of this, you're going to say that. That's exactly what they're saying. So it sounds like that there is something big coming. WikiLeaks, I believe, has something big coming. And I really don't know how the timing on this works. I mean, would it be more effective for that to come out tonight, you know, right now, during the Jim Paris live show? Or would it be more effective to come out sometime tomorrow? But it's kind of like Christmas, isn't it? You know, once Christmas morning hits, the waiting is over. You get to open your presents and see what is in there. This is it. So if WikiLeaks has anything else, they're going to dump it either, you know, sometime tonight or tomorrow. And so we just wait, and we watch WikiLeaks on Twitter. We watch Drudge to see what's going to happen. One of the interesting stories that came up is on WikiLeaks is a couple of emails that seem to suggest, by way of innuendo, the allegation is that Chelsea has been dipping into foundation funds, including funding her lifestyle as well as her wedding. I don't know if it's true, but that's what the speculation is from some of these WikiLeaks emails that have been released. If that's the case, that's going to be pretty hard to defend, right? You know, the Clintons, with their seven-figure income, millions and millions of dollars of net worth, and that they would actually be taking money away from charitable causes to pay for a wedding for their daughter. I sure hope that's not true, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's true. Who knows? A scary scene yesterday. Donald Trump rushed off the stage at a rally in Reno, Nevada. Very, very weird. An anti-Trump guy is in the crowd and apparently had an anti-Trump sign. And he had the sign concealed. And when he went to take the sign out, a bunch of people in the crowd yelled, "Gun." Now, you can imagine what happens at that moment. It was like out of a movie. The Secret Service agents descended upon Donald Trump, rushed him off the stage. All reports say this guy did not have a gun, but the Secret Service agents did what was right. All right, some weird things going on with the New York Police Department trying to make arrests in the Wiener case, but they're not being allowed to. We'll have it right after this. Stay tuned.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, and these polls, I mean, talk about the metaphor of a horse race. It's Clinton. No, it's going to be Trump by one. No, it's Clinton by three. No, it's Trump by five. I think these polls are taking a cue from Jim Comey, and they're all over the map so that they can say, yep, we were right. You know, we were, because we had Clinton up and down by as many as 10 points. So, you know, in the end, we were proven right. I think a lot of people are trying to reposition themselves because they have no idea what's going to happen. I think let me say a couple things. I lean towards expecting Trump to win on Tuesday. And let me give you a couple of very non-scientific reasons why. One is just the sheer momentum when you see Trump filling up these giant stadiums. There was a story this weekend about Tim Kaine was down in South Florida, and I kid you not, he drew three people. Now, they were smart. They only rented a small little office or a little conference room for him, so it might have looked full with the three people in there. But you have that kind of thing happening. Then you have Trump filling up stadiums with 20,000 people and then 10,000 people out in the parking lot. Something is going on, number one. Number two, generally, you just don't get a third term of the same party. It just generally doesn't happen. Now, it happened with Reagan, right? Reagan had two terms, then his vice president had a term. That is not typically what happens, especially when the economy is faltering like it is presently. And I don't know how they continue to cook these numbers. They keep coming out telling us how unemployment is the lowest level ever, basically. But yet, when you look at U6 unemployment, which are the real unemployment figures, you have almost 100 million people out of the workforce. So, I mean, the government is clearly cooking the books here. And just look at the national debt. Obama comes in, the national debt's $9 trillion. He says George Bush is unpatriotic for having $9 trillion in our national debt, which Bush ran it up from, I think, $5 trillion to $9 trillion. So Obama comes in, runs it up from $9 trillion to $20 trillion. But that's okay. We're in the best shape we've ever been, according to Obama. I mean, these people must be pathological liars, because you look at them and you think, wow, they believe what they're saying. They believe that there are more people working than ever and that the country is in a better financial position than ever. But wait a minute. What about all of the actual numbers? Let's look at the books. I mean, it would be like the bank calling you, telling you your checkbook is overdrawn, and then you sitting down with your spouse and telling your spouse that you've got $1 million in the bank and all is good. I don't know how. It's like a parallel universe that these people live in. All right, so this story I'm going to share with you continues to circulate over and over and over again. I'm seeing this all around the internet. Again, you know, there's a lot of these websites, honestly, that they've just popped up during the election season. I don't really know how much we can really believe what they're telling us. But our own reporter, our editor-at-large, Robert G. Etman Jr., checked into this story and at least has found enough sources online that we actually went ahead and we published this story over at our blog. blog.christianmoney.com if you want to read the whole story. Now, here's the headline. Blackwater founder Eric Prince says that the NYPD is ready to make Wiener arrests, but the Department of Justice is blocking them. So Eric Prince, everybody knows who he is, founder of Blackwater. This is what he is saying. And there's actually a link here to this article, which I believe is now being carried by Breitbart, which is a more reputable site. I've seen this story days ago by some lesser-known sites, but there's actually an interview here. There's an audio clip embedded, and so we get you to all this through our blog, blog.christianmoney.com. The story is that the NYPD is ready to make arrests in the Wiener case, but the Department of Justice is telling them to stand down. Now, I think there are state charges here as well as federal charges. So the NYPD, by all rights, could step in and make that arrest if they are pursuing Wiener for state charges, which there probably are as well. Typically, however, in a case like this, the charges tend to be consolidated and then they just go with either the federal or the state charges. They don't usually pursue both. But in any case, this is the story. So you'll know this is true if, let's say, the day after the election, the NYPD bust down Wiener's door and make the arrests. Whatever arrests those are, we would assume Wiener would be one of the individuals that would be arrested. But maybe there are other arrests to be made. As a side note, someone discovered where Wiener actually is presently. He is in a sex addiction clinic, and they found him riding around on a horse. And this is from the New York Post. The headline is, Wiener rides through sex addiction rehab on a horse. And there he is, the Wiener sitting atop a horse with a cute blue horse riding helmet on. And you got to feel sorry for that horse, don't you? So I guess this is part of his therapy, is he rides around on a horse and is told to keep his wiener. I'm sure that the wiener has to stay concealed during the time he's out on the horse, if you know what I mean. You stay up on the horse and you keep it zipped. That's probably the instructions that they're getting. But I love the play on words here. The article starts this way. It says, this horse's ass is getting touchy-feely with a new partner. They've got a picture of the wiener sitting on top of the horse. I don't know. I've said this before. If someone wrote a book about a novel, if you came out with a movie with these kinds of characters in it, you would be laughed out of the pitch room if you went in to make a pitch to a movie producer or a publisher with this kind of a storyline and these kinds of characters. I mean, this would not even make it on Lifetime television. But anyway, the story, the headline, DOJ is blocking wiener arrests. This story is precious, and I have to say precious because in our world of politically correct language, you have to love it. The state of Washington has announced, and we have another article on this over at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com, that they will no longer be referring to inmates as offenders or convicts. And we go on to explain this. They will now be referred to as incarcerated persons. And they're actually looking for a better word to use. But we don't want to call inmates offenders or convicts. We've got to come up with something a little bit nicer to describe them. You'll find that over at the blog. This story is really, really strange. And it's a throwback to years ago, if you remember, when former National Security Advisor to Bill Clinton, Sandy Berger, was caught stuffing into his pants documents at the National Archives in Washington, D.C. He ended up being charged and he got some sort of a misdemeanor conviction. It wasn't really a big deal in terms of the consequences he got. But you had to wonder, what was he stuffing into his pants? What documents could he be taking? And then this story comes out that apparently they determined this after they were trying to fulfill a Freedom of Information request. There's something missing from the National Archives related to the Bill Clinton administration, and you'll be shocked to find out what it is. We'll tell you after the break. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the US or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, so the problem, I think one of the problems with these WikiLeaks emails is there's so much information, it's like trying to get a sip of water from a fire hose. There's just so much. I mean, you could take any one of these emails and it's a bombshell in and of itself, but you get so much information. It's going to take months, maybe years, for people to really sort out all of this and piece it all together. But I've got, we've got a story up here at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com, which I took particular interest in. And the headline is, Clinton emails mysteriously vanish from national archives. And here's the story. This is from WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks is reporting via its Twitter account that a 2 terabyte drive containing Clinton White House emails is missing and presumed stolen from the National Archives. Now, this email that is being referenced here is actually from 2009. So this is from a few years back, but the WikiLeaks, hack is able to get all the, emails all the way back all these years. But it's interesting to take a look at this email. Now, a terabyte, just so that folks know, that's an enormous amount of data. So you have a megabyte. Well, let's start with the beginning. You have a kilobyte, right? Then a megabyte. Then you go up to gigabyte. And then you go up to terabyte. So a terabyte would be 1,000 gigabytes, I believe, is a terabyte. I'm probably wrong on that, but I know it's enormous, a terabyte. This is 2 terabytes. And if you remember back in 2005, Sandy Berger, National Security Advisor for Bill Clinton, pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of unauthorized removal and retention of classified material from the National Archives in Washington, D.C., when he was caught stuffing documents into his pants. What is with these people? Okay. All right. Let me read to you some of the things that are on this stolen or lost drive that had 2 terabytes of information here. It says that it's likely that it included Bill Clinton's Social Security number personally. It says that it likely included the personal information, including Social Security numbers of the Clinton White House staff, and on and on and on here. And it says also classified documents were on this drive as well. You just wonder, it's what was that movie with Julia Roberts, The Pelican Brief, right? You feel like you're in the middle of one of these movies, like, wow. Or National Treasure, right, where you tap on that tile in the right way, in the right corner, and all of a sudden it opens up and and you find what you're looking for, the missing treasure. I don't know. Some of this stuff is just bizarre to me. I don't know. You just have to scratch your head and say, what could have been on this drive? 2 terabyte drive turns up missing. Why do I just have to assume something bad is happening here? Something was being hidden. Well, why? Why do I assume that? Because it's the Clintons, right? I mean, it's that's what you would have to assume. And then we go back to this story. We go to California. And I was in California this summer, and I'll be honest with you, I do not understand California. I go there and I just sit with my jaw on the ground. I don't understand it. I don't understand how you can have houses in the greater San Francisco area, tiny 2-bedroom houses that were built in the 1950s, selling for $1 million on average. I don't understand that. My sister-in-law says, yeah, but you have to realize people make a lot of money here. Well, maybe I'm learning. Maybe she's right, because this is a headline here from Breitbart. California janitor collects a $276,000 salary in his last year of employment before retiring. Yes, you heard me right. Here's how it broke down. This is a San Francisco janitor who worked for BART. That's the public transportation system in San Francisco. So this is a government worker. That's why it's our business. If this guy was working for a private company, whatever they want to do. But this is government for you. So here we go. His name is Ling Zhao Zhang. No kidding. That's his name. Ling Zhao Zhang, a San Francisco-based janitor who works for the BART transit system, collected a base salary of $57,945, and he got $162,050 in overtime pay for a grand total of $276,121 after all the benefits were added in. Wow. I guess if you can make like almost 300 grand in a year as a janitor, maybe I can get it now why these tiny little houses go for $1 million. But something is not right here. They are investigating this because there just seems to be some problems with this. It's being looked into. It says here, while Zhang's salary is large, it pales in comparison to what the head of BART makes. So Grace Krunikan, who's the head of BART, made $458,000. You know what? Actually, that doesn't sound too high to me compared to if the janitor's getting $300,000 and then the top person is getting only $450,000, that might seem like she's being underpaid. But this is government money. See, a private business would never, ever pay a janitor $276,000. This is the problem with government managing our money. It doesn't mean anything to them. It's like they're playing with Monopoly money or with poker chips. It's meaningless when you can have... I remember the story. It was the retired sheriff in a Southern California county. He retired with a pension of like $280,000 a year. It was Ventura County, California. The sheriff retired. His pension was over $250,000 a year. Pension, that's during retirement. And he sued the county, claiming that he was entitled to more money than that in his pension. And maybe he was. I mean, that's the bizarre thing. Maybe he really was entitled to more. I don't know how this is sustainable. And you've got to wonder, this janitor making over $250,000. I can't even say that in the same sentence. This janitor making over $250,000 in his last year, most recent year. I think the implication was here that this individual was nearing retirement or that was their final year. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But maybe these janitors are getting $250,000 in retirement. I mean, I guess God bless them. I mean, think about it. I mean, the American dream, if you can grow up to be a janitor making almost $300,000 a year, what a success story. I mean, how many kids, if you knew your kids could grow up to be janitors, you would be at Walmart tonight buying them, you know, a kid-sized broom and dustpan and start teaching them now how to sweep and how to mop. Tell them the story of this guy. You can grow up, young man, young lady. You can grow up someday and be like Zing Zang Ling, and you can make $300,000 as a janitor. I don't know. I just, like I said, California is, I just don't understand it. All right, and we close out this hour. Zuckerberg, Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg is being investigated in Germany. And apparently, they're coming after Zuckerberg in Germany. He's being investigated for allowing hate speech on the Facebook there in Germany. And just so that you know, a lot of Americans do not know this. In Germany, just as an example, if you are a Holocaust denier, which of course is a crazy view that the Holocaust never happened. Some people believe that. It's insanity, but there are some that believe that. Well, in the United States, you can say that and you don't go to jail. But that's not the case. We don't have freedom of speech like that in other countries, which is why Facebook has such a daunting task of controlling what is on their site, because if you allow someone to deny the Holocaust on the Facebook in Germany, then, you know, the head of Facebook, they might come and arrest him and extradite him back to Germany. Who knows? He might be eating wieners for a few years in jail over there. All right, we'll be back with hour number two. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.